All right. How's everybody doing? So I wanted to do a quick podcast in between raids. It's really late for me right now. It's Sunday night, I guess, my Sunday night. And we're going into a couple of raids that are going to be doing overnight with the Aussie Guild. But I got some stuff on Facebook. I have a Healing Swell Tour Facebook, for those of you who don't know. You can join it and, become a fan of it, like it, whatever the terminology is. And I do tend to do stuff on there that I don't do anywhere else, including just embedding videos, some screenshots, a couple of things that you won't see on my Twitter account and you won't see on the website for the most part, unless it's part of an overall, like, post. So I don't on the website post, you know, videos, unless it's in my spotlight video. But I do have a lot of videos, and I'll post it on Facebook. And then I try to do, like, roundup videos and roundup writings or whatever it is I'm doing for the actual blog, which is healingsoultour.com, and on Facebook and Twitter, it's Healing Soul Tour. But on my Facebook page, I did get some really good comments, some really good feedback that I wanted to just turn into a really quick podcast. I'm happy to answer any questions that you guys have about me, about the website, about the healing classes, and if I can help, I will. I get a lot of emails, notes. If you go to my website, there's a form that you can send emails to, send notes to, questions, comments, concerns, complaints, stuff you disagree about. I get some of that. That's cool. Happy to talk about healing. And it comes right to my email, so I get it pretty quickly. Well, on my Facebook page, I posted a kill video of the hard mode walkers. I was doing it on my Sork. And I posted the video, and one of the guys on there, his name's Kevin, he asked me a lot of really good questions, and I told him I would just turn into a podcast. So that's what I'm doing right now. So just going to be a really kind of general, really broad, no overall theme here, just talking about some healing stuff that I've been asked on my Facebook page. The first question was from Kevin on my Facebook page. I want to know who you typically partner with when you're rolling operative heals and how they compensate for your relative lack of burst and mobility. So what he's asking is, if I am healing an operative on my operative, which I do some, like, what kind of strategies do you come up with when you have an operative healer in the group? How does the other healer help you make up for what is an actual lack of mobility given the fights, and what can be sometimes a lack of burst? As a side note, somebody asked me if operatives were made less mobile, and that's not the case. Operatives are exactly as mobile as they were pre-3.0. The difference is that the other classes are far more mobile than they were pre-3.0, and the fights require a tremendous amount of mobility. So they didn't actively nerf the operative's mobility. They boosted the mobility of the other healers and created raids that require a tremendous amount of healing on the run that the operative just cannot do. So that's where you'll hear people talk about the operative being less mobile. The class is less mobile than the other healers. But not any less mobile than it was before. It's just kind of a mix. It's a perfect storm of the other classes getting boosted mobility and the fights requiring a tremendous amount of mobility. But it's a good question. So if I have an operative healer, either me being the operative healer or raiding healing with an operative healer, and I do heal, I do experience both of those things. I do sometimes raid with my operative healer, and I am in a group where I am on a sword healer, and the other healer is an operative. It's a set group that we do, and we have killed walkers, and we almost killed lurker, and that operative has himself gone 4 or 5 in TOS and 2 of 5 in Ravagers, so he's good. The quick answer for that, if you have an operative healer, either you're the operative healer or your operative healer partner, you do have to make some adjustments. You do have to decide ahead of time how you're going to do certain things, and it really depends on the fight. A lot of fights require some pretty strong single target healing that the operative can do in bursts at times, but not sustained because you just can't. What you do then is you have the other class do handle that. So if you're talking about if you're talking about Sparky has a lot of single target healing of the tanks getting knocked around on the shoulder throw. Tanks are taking damage. You can have the other class, the Merc or the Sork, handle a lot of that. Handle a lot of the single target healing, dropping AoEs when he or she can on the group, but focusing on the tanks with the bubble, especially with the Koto shell, with the stuff that the other classes have for mitigation. Put that on the tanks and single target heal. And the operative, for the most part, where the bulk of the healing will come from group healing with probes and with Koto waves. So you want your operative to help with bursting when it's needed, to help with single target healing when it's needed, but to do a lot of group healing to do a lot of group healing with probes and Colto waves and all that stuff, especially when there's grouping involved. The operative shines in fights like Red Kephas or Malafar. The operative shines in Sparky. The operative shines in Torque. In Revenite Commanders, I believe, and Underlurker. There's a lot of AoE healing. There's a lot of group stacking where the operative can do a lot of healing in those fights. And the healing that matters, effective healing that matters. So if you have an operative healer with you, or you are the operative healer, you can go ahead and focus your efforts on group healing and bursting when you know damage is coming. There are certain parts of the fight when the damage is going to come, and you want your operative healer or your operative partner healer to know that and to burst in those instances. But the majority of the class's strength come from healing the group with Colto Wave or with probes. So that's the really big strategy when you have an operative with you, or you are the operative, is you're going to do a lot of group healing. You're going to do a lot of probes. You can do a lot of running around probing. So in Bulo, you can run around and drop your probes and drop your emergency med pack on the scoundrel, surgical probe on the operative. You can do a lot of that stuff still on the run, but you're going to want to find time to sit and cast your Colto Wave, which is generally after Barrage on Bulu, and pretty much any time during Sparky and Red Kephas all the time. So you want the operative to do a lot of group healing. So that's the tip there, is you have them help with group healing, and then you have them help with single target when that happens. So just like the Merc and the Sork will help with AoE healing when it's time to. The Walker fight, when hard mode, when you get pulled in, pretty much all classes are dropping AoE on the group. That's helping with AoE. But the rest of the fight, you're doing a lot of single target healing. So that's where those classes come in handy. So you kind of play off each other that way. You play each other's strengths that way. There's one question I don't quite... strategies with both Merc and Sork and Mercenary as your healing companion. There has been a lot of talk about... I've been thinking a lot about companions. Like, I often wonder what healing companion is the best one, honestly. I don't know because I don't use them all. I don't do a lot of story leveling, so I don't use all of them. I don't know, but... I don't really honestly believe that companions matter that much for you. If you're leveling, you know, keep your stuff geared at level. If you're doing dailies, do what you can. But I oftentimes, if I'm a healer, I will either spec DPS for days if I feel like I have to, or I, when I do heal dailies, I pull out a DPS companion. I don't run with the tank companions. They're boring, they take too much time, and they're kind of unnecessary, honestly. Once you're at level, or once you're geared, or certainly once you're at end game and running around doing dailies, you don't really need a tank companion. I usually pull my DPS out. If it's on my Sork, I pull out a Shara. If I'm on my operative, I take out the sniper. If I'm on my Merc, I believe there's a sniper there as well, or something like that. There's a cunning agent. It's a cunning class, basically, and I use that one. So I use a lot of DPS companions when I'm doing my dailies as a healer. But I do oftentimes, though, just spec DPS, especially like when Yavin and Rishi first came out. I leveled all of those DPS, and I made sure to put gear on my heal companion. The other question that person had, Kevin, was asking about heat management, and I've talked about this before on my Merc. I do believe the heat management is kind of rough. It can be a pain, and the only way to really do that is you have to actively do it with Colto Shot. I think it's Med Shot on the commando, so you just have to Colto Shot a lot when you're running around, when you have downtime, when you do need some heals but not crazy heals. You Colto Shot, it'll keep your heat under check. You use when you have to use Progressive Scan, make sure you put Thermal Central Override in front of it, because it gives you Progressive Scan essentially for free. And because the Progressive Scan is kind of a channel, it's like a 2-second channel at least, during that whole time your heat's dropping. So you get free heal that's good. Your heat's dropping while you're channeling it. And so that's a really good way to manage your heat. Otherwise, with your Merc, you just can't go nuts with your healing. You can't go overboard with spamming stuff. You have to work in Colto Shot. And if you supercharge gas, hit that, it'll drop your heat just by the act of hitting it, and then it makes, you know, really helps out your healing scan, so your heat kind of gets under control that way. And if worst comes to worst, if you get to about 40-50% of your heat, just vent heat and you know, kind of restart that. So that's some really quick ways. You vent heat when you get to about 40-50. Thermal Central Override, always with Progressive Scan if it's there, and you should be. Colto Shot whenever you get a chance to when you're running around. Not really downtime, but when you don't need big heals, you want a Colto Shot. So just some really quick questions I got from Kevin. I'm going to do more podcasts, next week. I got some ideas and stuff, so I wanted to get that one out of the way. Just a quick 10-minute podcast, and remind you guys that you can ask me any questions you want, ask anything you got on your mind, get it out there. On Facebook, Healing Soul Tour, on Twitter, Healing Soul Tour, and then HealingSoulTour.com. I will answer all your questions, and I will oftentimes just turn it into a podcast because that's what we do. 10-minute podcasts, always less than 20. Hope you guys are doing well. Take care.